Welcome into the expansive world of cis society, a space where taboos dissolve, shadows become allies, and sensuality, intimacy, and sexuality are celebrated as gateways to truth. This is Taboo Talks, a podcast where no topic is off limits, and everything is held with courage, compassion, and curiosity. Together, let's shatter the limits of what we've been taught to fear and transform it into the power to live fully, freely, and authentically.
Welcome to Taboo Talks, where we dive into the edges of desire, truth, and the artistry of sexual wellness. Today, we are exploring a topic that's often misunderstood, mystified, or deeply desired: squirting. Every woman I've talked to wants it, yet so many feel unsure of how to access it and if it's actually possible for them. And we're curious here what's really happening in the body when a woman produces and releases this liquid. Is it purely biological, or is there a deeper connection to the sacred and the divine? To unravel these layers, we're joined by Javier Campos, a skilled bodywork practitioner whose sessions guide women into the experience of squirting, not just a physical release, but as a sacred and energetically transformative process. From a scientific perspective, studies suggest that female ejaculation involves fluid release from the Skene's glands, often referred to as the female prostate. I did not know this. Very interesting. Yet beyond the biology, ancient cultures, including the Egyptians and tantric traditions, viewed this ability as a sacred activation, an opening of divine waters connected to fertility, creation, and even spiritual awakening. Some texts describe these waters as the nectar of the goddess, a force of purification and transformation. So is squirting purely physiological, or does it hold the potential for deep emotional and spiritual liberation? We're here to explore it all. Javier, welcome to the show. We are so excited to dive into this with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the invitation. I'm really, really excited to share my experience. Like you say, I deeply believe in everything that you just mentioned. But also, I have to acknowledge that it's like a taboo, and it's a topic or, yeah, related to sexual energy, which is not the easiest to navigate as a human being, or yeah, as a practitioner. So yeah, I'm very happy to be in this talk with you, and also myself get some clarity on the topic.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for speaking into that. It is taboo, and that's why we're here, to just kind of dive into it with as much compassion and curiosity as possible.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So I would love to hear, Javier, what led you on this journey to specifically unlocking this squirting superpower in women, like as a body worker? What was your story with this, and how did you end up finding yourself in this line of work?
I would say that ever since I was a kid, I've been really drawn to women in the sense of wanting to understand women. And it's an easy example. I remember, like, on a school break, everybody, like, playing football or whatever, I would like to sit with the girls and listen to what they had to say, or pick on the girls as well, you know, like, because it is an attraction. I am very attracted to women. And when I was a kid, I remember girls telling me, like, oh yeah, you like me, but you also like her and her and her and her. And that was truth. It was the truth. And when I moved to Bali, I quit my corporate work, and I have a cousin who provided this already, this type of experience. And I don't know, I call it alignment, because he was my teacher in many ways, though I seriously believe that the first teacher that I had was my first girlfriend, whom I experienced this type of release, and yeah, That combined with the teachings of my cousin, I think when I knew that also many things, many factors, also the need for money, because one thing was doing a body work for like, I don't know, $50 to $100, and then like because you would do this physiological release, you would get 300 or 500, or depends on who was paying, you know, like so yeah, I would say that it was the combination of everything that took me to providing this sort of like experience. Yes. That would sum it up, like for sure.
Yeah, I'm hearing that you've always had an interest in women and understanding how women work
Yes.
and like drawn to supporting women potentially in like liberating their pleasure, or maybe, I don't know, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it just sounds like to kind of serve the goddess in a way.
You mentioned pleasure, and of course, I would say that is pleasurable, but it's so much to learn from my side. Like I did it for maybe like around 5 years. I was practicing this, and I would say that I have the whole like spectrum of experiences. I have women who experienced it, and it was, they say it was
I can't
wonderful.
hear you.
Can
I
you hear?
can't. Yeah, you're clear to me.
Other women, which happens to have been like more advanced tantric practitioners, that told me that it was not good. Also, I've had people who did it on the first session, and then, but I would say that most women that did not achieve it on the, or we didn't achieve it together on the first session, they clearly showed an intention to try again. Because I say, because it clearly lead, or they, I, or we felt something during the session that it made them feel that it was actually possible to release. So I've been approached to women like for many reasons also. Intentions can be so different. Some of them I can see that is for the pleasure of it. Some of them can be for the curiosity. Some of them believe that if they release, or they understand the concept of the element of water being an element for purification. So if they are able to release, so they can heal or move on, or etc. It depends on the intention of each person. And lastly, it is the orgasmic part, which it is very, for me, I was providing the physiological release. But now I have to come to understand through experience only, because nobody taught me this, that women like can, just like men, they can release without orgasm, or they can orgasm without release, or they can do it together, and the three of them are a different, totally different experience. So for some women, they released, but they did not achieve orgasm, and they were like, "Oh, but did you finish already?" Or, you know, like and yeah. So it was like a very confusing to navigate at some point. Like so yeah. Now I have a little bit more clarity, and that's why I'm compelled to share this with other people, so maybe they don't have to do my work to understand what's happening, or what can happen, or what are the possibilities. Yeah.
Well, thank you for your ongoing life studies of women. It's really beautiful to witness. And so your line of work always has allowed me to lean in. Like anytime we've spent time together, I've always been very curious, like, what do you do? How do you do it? Can all women squirt? You know, because as you're exploring this, I'm also exploring my body, which I feel like is so important in this life. And yeah, through your work, I hear that every body is different, and depending on an individual woman's intention and what they desire, then that experience, that ceremony that you held for them would vary. And yeah, from my personal experience, like even just hearing you speak into the fact that you've had clients that have squirted and simultaneously orgasmed, I've never experienced that before. Like, I absolutely can connect to the sacred nectar, but it hasn't been in conjunction with an orgasm. So hearing this through your experience excites me because I'm like, oh, like that's possible. That's the next level. Like I'm gonna like level up and try that out. Yeah, I feel Elfina, I feel like you have a question. I feel it coming and brewing. I'm gonna pass the buck to you because I'm sensing it.
Well, I have so many questions
Yeah.
because this is something that I'm wanting to unlock. And like I've unlocked it like with toys, but I've never unlocked it with like another human. And I just feel like there's this formula. I don't know. I'm really curious to hear like if you could kind of put into terms or put into words what a formula might look like. And I know every woman is different, every experience is different, so this might be a hard question, but what do your ceremonies look like from start to end? If you could kind of walk us through, like, how do you foreplay and engage in intentions and all these things beforehand? How do you lead up to that climactic experience? What is there a button you push? Like, what's the anatomy? What's going on? Is it like more spiritual? Is it more physiological? Is it a combination? And then how do you integrate the experience afterwards? I guess if you could walk us through a
Yeah.
process of how that looks.
And can all women squirt? I think that's the bigger question here.
Yeah, and also that.
Is it all poosible? Is it all poosible?
Hey, Hot Stuff. We're going to take a quick pause from the show just because I'm so excited to tell you guys about one of the most transformative online tools that I've used that has really unlocked my pleasure journey to the next level. And that is the OMGS course. So until this last year, I actually struggled to orgasm on my own without the help of a toy. I felt dependent, I felt hopeless, and I honestly felt like there was something wrong with me. But within just 2 weeks of starting this course, I had my first orgasm from my own touch, and I was like, Hallelujah, I'm not broken. And it's just opened up so much since then. I can honestly say it's just gotten better and wetter from there. So OMGS course is a fun, user-friendly course packed with all sorts of different videos and techniques and showcases a myriad of different women. And it will completely shift the way that you experience pleasure. So whether you're struggling with orgasms or maybe you just want to amplify your pleasure, both solo and with a partner, this course is truly a game changer. You can use the link in our show notes below to unlock your orgiastic potential and also to support the expansion of the cis society movement. Now back to your show.
Okay, so starting with Elfie, I'm gonna say that doing a bodywork session, or for me, I read a long time ago that any alternate state of consciousness is a reason to set an intention. Because for any reason or anyhow, you are not accepting reality as it is. So you want to go beyond to understand or to fix something or to solve a problem. And the thing is that when you open when you open the portal, like you. It's important that I feel the portal holds good and evil, dark and light. It's not all flowers and it's not all pretty. It also holds darkness. And like I feel like sometimes setting an intention is important to root or to have a sense of direction or of where you want to go. And like so this applied either to an orgasm or consuming any type of substance that alters your state of perception or like or yeah your connection with someone experience another people's bodies is also one because it's an extension of your feels or you get to experience what the other person is feeling. So yeah, first of all, I would tell people that it's important that they set an intention, whether it's a body work or or a yoni massage, let's call it, like it doesn't matter. I really believe that going deep into your body helps you, yeah, unlock things or understand things, no? So once we go into the body, Heather, you experienced a body work session from me, even though we did not have any ever a yoni experience. And you know that for like an hour and 30 minutes, I will go into your body front side, back side, lateral sides, from head to toe and from toe to head, no? So for me, that is the magic. Like for women, I have the understanding that if they are on their mind, they are not on their bodies. And also for men, you know, like but women are even more lunatic, so they are more ruled by the moon. So when they are not in their bodies, they are not connected to that physiological or that element, you know, like is they are more in the ethereal. So I feel that it's very important that women feel embodied in order to achieve a release or an or a yeah, let's call it the release, because I'm not an orgasm master or anything like that. So even now I take it to my personal life. Like I've had sex many times that I probably did not explore the whole body of my partner or my current partner, and she did not manage, or we did not manage to make her squirt, you know, like in that moment, which I feel it is more the ritual that has the accuracy of it happening, because it is, yeah, it's a ritualistic, it's like a way to do it, no? Another thing that my cousin told me that I'm just sharing all the tips that thing that work for me in order to make a woman release. The other thing was explore the other people's bodies with curiosity. My cousin told me that no matter what, even if my intention is to help, I should be grateful for engaging with another people's body, because it's my opportunity to learn something. Like maybe this body is gonna show me how to fix a knee, an elbow, an eye, blah blah blah. You know, like it's just having that curiosity of being playful and grateful for other person trusting you with their bodies, you know, like so I feel that element is very important before approaching anyone's body, even your partner or your mom's. Or thank you for allowing me to enter your body, to touch you, no? Then once we have done a full body work with the right intentions, I feel it's a matter of trust. At the end of the session, I would ask the person if they wanted me to go through with it or not, you know, like if yes, they would probably release their panties or whatever. And I would say that in that point, it became like at the beginning, I would say that it was like I was nervous to fail, you know? Like people would tell me, "And didn't you get aroused?" And I'm like, "No, it was like my profession is at stake, you know? Like I didn't have time for arousal, even though I've had beautiful women in my eyes, and I've had other ones that probably at the moment I was not that so attracted to them. But I always believe that through the sessions and navigating bodies, you find beauty. Yeah, I would. That's the way I managed not to get aroused, because I feel like that at that moment my role was to hold space for the other person, not for me. So yeah, I would. The procedure is it was very like we would do it very, or I would do it very by the book, I would say, which was like let her know or ask permission that I'm going to touch her vagina, no? And then I would sense if it was relaxed or it was not. Like well, first maybe like I would massage the bottom like on her Yeah, towards her anus, so all of that area, the bottom area, would relax. You know, it wouldn't be tight, and that will give me a sense that if the wetness was there or not. Like I would sense if it's wet, then I can go in. If it's not wet, maybe it needs lubrication, or maybe it needs a little bit more of massage, or a little bit more of like a stimulation. I feel or not, I feel that the vagina like has glands. So when you do for example, when you do, have you ever done to a bottle how you put your finger inside and then you don't go like pook, and it creates like a suction effect, you know, and it makes a sound, you know, like a so doing that into the yoni. Also, I believe it starts the glands to segregate more liquid fluid. It's just a physical thing, like the moment that you start like creating that emptiness and then pulling that emptiness out brings the liquid out. So that would be the solution for if it was not wet already. And then once it's wet and once it's open, I felt like I could put a finger or two inside. Okay. I felt that two made it easier for me to find that spot that you are looking for, that spongy spot on the top of the vagina, you know, like if you're facing it on the top. Okay.
G spot.
Yeah, some call it the G spot, but I don't know if women have G spots in different places. But I would say that just like in front of you, like on the other side of your womb, like a mount of Venus, you know, but in on the inside. Okay. Correct. And then, yeah, I'm not very good speaking terminology, but in there, I would just like find that spot. And I remember that I would apply a certain pressure and a certain rhythm. Not, I remember that the best thing or that I can share is to connect to something. For me, was the music. I always play music in my sessions. So I just connect to the rhythm of the song playing, and that way it's like dancing. Like you connect to the rhythm, so I disappear. Like in the rhythm, because it's the song playing, and I'm just like providing a rhythm. And that would start create some segregation, and whenever I felt that it was coming, I would just like apply a little bit more speed and the physiological release happens. Okay. A lot of times I felt that it did not happen while they were laying down on their backs. And this thought by my cousin was that if you stand them up, it's like gravity is gonna do the work. You don't need to do anything. Sometimes even she will make the dance instead of you. Like you would just get her in the motion and then she will take care of the rest. And I felt like whenever I stood women up, it's like gravity affects you, and I would say that your chakras become automatically aligned by gravity. And that's the part where it's important to like know how to read a body a little bit, to like just sense that the person is in alignment with gravity. You know, sometimes if they drop the head back, well, maybe help them with your hands or into their alignment, just physical alignment, literally. And I felt like once they stood up, like yeah, most of them would release automatically. And I, at the beginning of the sessions, like, or even until now, like, sometimes it's like you just watch a person going into trance, you know, like you just see them shaking or like standing up, shaking. And a lot of them feel like they are going to fall down. So that's another reason why they cannot release, because they don't feel safe. But once you tell them, like, don't worry, you're not gonna fall, I got you, they're able to release as well. So it's a various elements of for women, I feel, to feel embodied and to feel safe for her to be able to release. And I felt like Well, I'm gonna cut it that in that part because that's for me that's it, no? That's how it happens. And on the in the end, it's always important. I like to clear the space. Fire before and after. Fire is an offering. Like I believe that is important to like when we are going to connect to something sacred or an altered state of being, it's important that we offer like or recognize it, the spirit. By I even recently I was going into the Old Testament into like Bible stuff, and because I was born and raised Catholic, yet I'm not very traditionalist. And in the Old Testament it says that first offering to the gods is fire. So I would say that lighting an incense or Palo Santo or anything before and after the session is very important as well. That would sum up the ritual that I do with women. Yeah. So it's like basically to sum it up is like 90, if you put it in minutes, it's like 95% body and 5% yoni. That's what I used to do or what I shared. Yeah.
And how do you drop women? Like, how do you really get a woman to feel in her body? Is that mostly through massage
Yeah,
or?
that's a 90-minute session. Yeah, in the massage. Yes, for sure.
And do you feel like if you just skipped the massage and skipped the embodiment piece, if the squirting's just not going to happen?
It's not gonna happen. Not even by having sex. No.
Wow. I literally feel so raw right now. I don't know if you saw our face through that, but I just like started to lean in more and I was just like, wow, this is great.
Wow.
So
Yeah,
beautiful.
and like the standing up part, I had no idea. I never thought about that ever. It
Yeah,
makes so much sense, though.
gravity is a big role. Like I would say that is like most of it is gravity. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I mean, the massage is cultivating safety, right? Like for a yoni to open and blossom and feel safe for entry, like that embodiment piece also feels so important. I feel like you've got a doctorate degree in like the feminine nectar. Like you just have such a unique You have such a unique story. And I feel really grateful that there are men like you in the world who are like devoting their studies to the feminine oracle and the feminine body and understanding it. It allows me to feel really safe in my body and seen. So yeah, I just want to acknowledge that and thank you. And yeah, I'm curious, like you mentioned a few times, like that it's this psychedelic experience, right? That we're going into a trance state. And so once this nectar is released and there's this like, this waterfall, like that obviously opens up something, right? Like the Kundalini is activated, like many different lineages, refer to it differently. But like what level of like aftercare did you find was needed? And did you find women reaching out to you being like, I'm seeing God, like I've been like squirting all night. Like what were some of the things that came up after this experience with your clients, and how did you manage those?
Okay, so I would say that I got a lot of feedback on, like, I understood that sexual energy was gonna be high after the session. And usually, what I told women was to nurture it, like to don't act on it, like just feel it. What does it feel to actually be so high, like sexually or
To hold it.
don't go, don't, yeah, hold it, don't necessarily or play with it, but not necessarily go and give it to someone else, your power.
Did you have clients trying to like have sex with you after too? Like I
So we are going now into another topic, which is being a practitioner that does this. Like I told you, I love women. I'm also very sexually attracted to women. So I understood that it's a very hard thing to navigate because it gives you power, of course. It gives you power. And like Peter Parker, Uncle Ben said, power, great power, great responsibility. So first of all, my cousin did warn me, like, do not bang anyone during or after the sessions. It's not. It's you're playing with your professionalism or whatever, you know? But I must admit that I did hit on my clients after the sessions, and probably with some of them I had sex, with some of them I had sex, not probably. So that's a part of like being a human being that kind of it sucks because I have not been able to navigate, and I feel like that has brought also like it brought so many blessings into my life. It has also brought problems, and also that's why I was so called to share my experience in this talk because if a guy listens to this thing and learns a little bit of what I said and makes it happen, cool. It's another journey that I did not have to touch in order for for it to. I honestly believe after everything this happens right after I took mushrooms, and mushrooms was the most beautiful experience in my life. And through mushrooms, I also understood that that not only through mushrooms, everything that happened after, I would listen to songs, to read to books, and everything would say that the women is more divine in the sense of you are our teachers, and I feel like you teach us through feelings, through learning how to feel. But when the woman is not able to feel and is this disconnected to their orgasm and this type of things that a woman naturally can experience, that answers your question. Yes, I do believe everyone can squirt. I do believe it. Yeah. With why someone, yes or not, or maybe if they cut their bladder or their sponginess or whatever, or they alter something. Maybe it's not possible, but I do believe that everyone can.
Everyone,
If
or we need to create stickers or t-shirt company or maybe a bumper sticker with it. Everyone can
yeah.
work. This is so beautiful because what just came through, actually, our last topic was AI and how it merged with sex and relationships. And you've really been like computing, right? Like the word computer, like it means to compute her, right? To understand her. Like technology was created to understand the feminine. And you are just a living example of that. And it's so beautiful how these like topics are merging and how your curiosity around women and your first girlfriend who like squirted and like, you know, probably invoked this curiosity led you on this path to more deeply understand the feminine. And yeah, it feels really validating. I guess my ego feels stroked. I'm like, wow, like there are men out there who like are genuinely curious and really want to understand women. And I feel like tense, and my story was before that, like most men like were more self-centered and selfish in their pleasure and their pursuits. And like you've kind of flipped that upside down, like
Okay,
amidst your career.
let me
Oh,
continue the story because I'm no saint and I'm here to speak for all the guys as well, so I really feel that when you the power of the feminine sexual energy, I really believe that it goes like beyond, even though I was there and I would not see psychedelic experience while she came, maybe because I'm not op not 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 open to that. Wait, espera, espera, espera. Estoy en videollamada. Yeah, un amigo que iba, a friend that was gonna come and scream and say something. But yeah, I what was I saying? That Sorry, I'm being distracted by this friend. So I believe that it gave me so many things. And this power was like it translated into the very little things. And I felt like it was just because I was present, I was presencing these things. I believe that when women goes to opens the portal of orgasm, she connects with something, and that something she returns it to Earth in the form of love. So being present in this type of experiences really shifted the way I saw things. For example, I never really connected to cats. Maybe in university I started connecting as well a little bit with one because it lived in my house. But I would say that after the sessions, when I left the homes of these women, like cats would come to me. So it was like impossible not to see. It was also impossible not to see that sex appeal that I believe it grew on me a lot when I was doing this. Just like it was the combination of also what I felt. And that takes me to another good point of a pause of sharing when you do a session or when you want your women to squirt. It is important that you channel as a feeling that you are know that you know it by heart. You know, like for example, I am a surfer. I like surfing waves. And the connecting to that element of water is very magical, I believe. So whenever I was already in the yoni trying to transmit a feeling, I would just remember to like how did the surf felt in the morning, or what did I experience that I really liked. So that I really feel that women, even though yes they feel your physical, they feel whatever you can transmit. Whatever you can tune into. So I was tuning into those feelings of surfing that had given me a lot of joy and pleasure and everything. So I feel that's what women was receiving. It was not so much of the physiological technique. It's more like what you can connect with at that moment, you know, like what can you transmit? So yeah, that I felt that was very important to share as well. So it gave me many things, and I'm very grateful for my experience as a bodywork practitioner because it has been beautiful. It has been beautiful. Imagine the tons of bodies that have opened up to me. So that is a very like a rich experience. Recently, I was confronted in a situation, very personal situation, that well, my partner was clearly difficult for her to navigate this reality. I met this person when I was doing these sessions, I was full on working, doing this, working for for a woman that organized retreats. So she would bring like 16 women every month, and I would do like pretty much all of them. So during this period, I met one of my partners, and yeah, I would say that the relationship with her has been complicated because of this topic, because of how I felt. I felt like I could not commit myself to anyone because I was doing this and I knew it was going to be hard to navigate, but I still tried. And yeah, it hasn't been a very beautiful story. It has been difficult. And that's why this is also that I feel very eager to share to other people that maybe thinks or they want to provide these sort of experiences, is that intimacy with a woman is going to be very hard, you know, not everybody is going to accept this. And also I know in myself that because of my nature, like I told you, oh, I liked every girl or many girls, I feel like having a relationship or this type of relationship made me feel like I am not able to provide that emotional safety because of the way I have managed myself until this point. It's been a while I don't give sessions, maybe because I'm being called to shift. Maybe that's in the past. I don't need to do it anymore. This person said, like, okay, good luck healing all the yoni in the world. And she's right, you know, like, I don't need to, but I can bring awareness to people too, so they can do it. Not necessarily me. Maybe now your boyfriend can do it or something like that, you know?
Yeah, I'm feeling like I could totally see you leading some sort of class or workshop teaching men how, like, bringing a partner to the workshop and teaching the men in the workshop how to get their partner to squirt. And, like, teaching a bigger group or even writing a book on it or something or creating an online class. Because my next question for you is, like, if you're in a relationship or you're not in a relationship, but you have someone to play with. Like, and you've never squirted before, what's your advice that you would give to the woman? And what's the advice that you would give to the man? And I know you've shared some things already, but if you just had to kind of simplify it, like, what are the top pieces of advice you'd give to the woman to receive that, to open herself up to that? And what would be the advice you would give to the man?
I was literally going to ask the same question, by the way, and I just want to highlight to like telepathic energy is real. Okay, proceed.
Yeah, and I also want to honor everything you've been sharing, Javier, around like the integrity and what you've been learning, and like you're just so real and honest. And I really appreciate that. Like, no one is perfect, right? Like, when we have a lot of power, we do have a lot of responsibility, and there could be people that might question, especially male practitioners, sex work practitioners. But I feel like you really are learning how to navigate these spaces with more maturity and awareness. And I really feel your heart. And I'm really proud of the journey that you've made thus far and excited to see how maybe you transition with your partner now and how your future of teaching and healing looks. So, yeah, but back to this question, what are the top pieces of advice you might give now as like an instructor, or a teacher, an educator?
Okay. I would say that for guys, I already said it, no? Like, focus is like the magic powders of Peter Pan to fly. Connect to a good feeling if you want to make her fly, you know? Like, just what instead of like trying to make it happen, just like know that you are doing what you can to make it happen, and that's it. But connect to something that makes you feel good, and she will feel that. Okay? I would say that that's a very good advice for men.
And is there a certain like motion or like rhythm with their fingers or amount
Okay,
of
so
pressure?
the rhythm, I would say that is like dictated by if there is sound, like if there's a song. Sing with the song, like dance with the song, you know, like just move like the song is moving. Because I feel like you need to disappear. You need to become everything, no? Like a her, the ambience, you know, like and when everything is like vibrating at the same, like that can be the music. Well, then it happens, no? It can happen. So I
Yeah,
would
you're
say
totally
that.
right.
Just
Besides,
connect
like,
to a good feeling. Like I already shared, like make sure that if you're gonna go in her yoni, that she's wet, that she's open, you know, before going in. And then there is another thing. Okay, right hand. I believe that the hand, no, the polarities of the hands. So once I heard that we have the seven chakras, no? And those seven chakras have polarities, meaning that if you read the frequency probably of the chakra, it would have like a positive charge or a negative charge, okay? So I believe that because of the male penis go towards the outside is a positive charge, just like a battery, you know, that the one that has a little nipple is the positive, you know, and the one that goes inside is the negative. So when you connect them, something happens. So then male penis is a positive charge, then the second chakra or the womb is negative for the men and positive for the women. No, men is they say that they're bad at their intuition and women is good. Women carries the child, which goes very towards the outside as well. So second chakra positive for women, negative for men. Third chakra, solar plexus or power. Usually men have more power in that sense, or in earth, or the physiological aspect of it, in the sense of strength or whatever. Women negative. And then we come to the heart center, which is negative for the men and positive for the women, okay? And then so on, no? So if you are usually when you are reading a woman's body, they will blow the belly in the moment that you are arousing or you are stimulating, you know, with movement, you would see a reaction, you know? They can inflate the belly or maybe the chest. Or maybe they lean back with they lock their necks or their throat. So that's when I feel that it's important to learn how to read the body and just make sure that she is in alignment. And I feel so if the yoni is the negative or where I go in to plug, my positive hand will be my dominant hand. So with my dominant hand, I'm a right-hander. So I apply the rhythm or the stimulation with my right hand, okay? And then my left hand kind of stimulates the upper part of the body. If she inflates the body, then I press with the belly, and then I press with my left hand. If she inflates the chest, then I press with my left hand. So I do believe that maybe some Reiki or these things do actually work. Yes, I do believe. But for example, my cousin, I know that he can do it with both hands because he's crazy, you know. So it's not a rule, but I do believe in these things.
And one more question about this, what's the approximate time that you really have to give to this experience for it to
Okay,
be
good, very
successful?
good question. 21 seconds or a minute if you don't count the seconds. Like if you are aiming to okay, let's separate. I'm not doing orgasm. I'm talking about the physiological movement that you need to do in the yoni to make her release. Because if you go past that, then women will become mental, will wonder what's happening. This is not or okay, or this is too fast, or this is too, or did he cut his nails or not, or blah blah blah. And she will go into her mind and it's not happening in that moment. So I would say that after 30 seconds, if you did not feel it coming, because you can feel how it's getting more wet, and if you don't feel that it's coming, it's better to stop. To embody her again, everything, and then give it another try. Because yeah, it's not a movement that I feel is like a to be. Yeah, you can also create trauma in there. Yeah, I feel.
Majority of it, then 99% of it is embodiment and foreplay, and then just that small moment to
Yeah,
get
I think so. Yeah, it is very small. It is very small. I would say that.
helpful.
Whenever I went into this, into the after I finished the body work, 90 minutes of pum pum pa elbow here there as intense. I would say that this let's call it the tantric part or the yoni part or whatever was like a song, one song. In between, I navigate her body a little bit more sensually. Maybe I apply some oil because in the session maybe I didn't apply oil and I work a little bit more towards the softer side. And then going into the yoni, probably once the fingers are in and the motion is in, maybe 30 seconds. Yes, I
Okay.
think so.
Really good advice, because I feel like I've been in that position where it's like 5 minutes and now I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I'm starting to just get in my head and being like, I feel pressure and it doesn't even feel good anymore. So that's really good advice. Just pause, go back to the body, and then maybe try again in a few more minutes or however long. And what's your tips for women then to prepare them for this experience?
My tips would be to drink a lot of water, first of all. Like, if you want to release water, you have to be hydrated. If you are not hydrated, you're not gonna release as much. That's number one. Number two, have your intention. Number three, trust. Trust what? Either the practitioner, either your boyfriend, or what some said, all trust your intuition. Like, if you don't trust your intuition, then it's not going to happen. You have to surrender and to the possibility that it can happen and it cannot, you know? And if it doesn't, then you have another day to try. But you need to trust. If there is no trust, then it cannot. I don't think it's going to happen. So I always tell women that trust your intuition of feeling the other person. If he is go you think he's gonna make it, do it. If not, don't go. Trust you know better. Women know better, or that's why I choose to believe.
Thank you. Wow. This was such a beautiful experience. Just receiving this work that you've really held with curiosity, honesty, humanness. And yeah, I think like Elfina's probably pretty eager to get off the call and go like practice some of these techniques because she's wanted to work for a really long time. I've known her for 2 years and it's been a topic of conversation and I want it for her as much as she wants it for her. So like I'm just like I could see her taking notes throughout the experience. And yeah, I want to thank you like so deeply, Javi, for your time, your energy, your vulnerability. Like you were just so freaking honest today and real. And yeah, it allowed like my body to soften. And I feel like that's also like a bigger piece of this like connective relational puzzle is just like being truthful and authentic. So thank you for bringing that to the space. And yeah, I'd love to just give you the stage to share like anything else that's coming through your channel that you feel called to share with our listeners before we wrap things up and Elfina goes and tries out these techniques.
I would say that's another thing, like that is very important. I want to encourage women to know themselves. Like I was for some reason I was very curious about the female body when ever since I can remember. But I do believe, and I hear of many friends and many women that men are that they don't know what they're doing, and I really believe that you are our teachers. I had the very lucky path that I had, like a very nice girlfriend whom I got to try many things and explore my sexuality, but many people did not get to experience this. So if you are in a relationship, or you are being intimate with a partner, like as a woman, I would say, and your mates are not being pleased, I would say that step into your power and communicate your needs, and communicate what you need and what you like and what you don't like, because we as men, we don't know. Nobody taught us, you know, like and I do believe that in school they separate us, like men and women, one toilet, this and that, separation, 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 separation. Even like some schools are just for women and some are just for men. And the moment that you get 18, then you can get married and touch someone. So like if we have not have had that like a tenderness or touch or care about like the other human beings, like well, then it's gonna be difficult for him to make yourself orgasm. And also, many women have not experienced themselves orgasmically, so I would encourage women to explore, to know themselves, to be able to communicate what's good for you or not, because you have experienced it on your own. Because if you don't know, then what the fuck is he going to know? It's gonna be so hard. So, and yeah, that's it. That would be my recommendation or my last.
Permission, ladies, to go touch yourself and understand your infinite and potent technology.
Exactly. So later you can share with your fellow friends or lovers or husbands or whatever.
And I think also to just add a cherry on top of all this sweetness, it's this deeper sense of worthiness that a woman really needs to embody. Like she can know what turns her on in her privacy. But there is a level of worthiness and a self-love that she needs to embody of like, yeah, I'm worth this 90 minutes of receiving. I'm worth receiving that and not feeling guilty about receiving that or bad about telling you that I don't like something that you're doing because it might hurt your ego or it might make me seem needy or whatever these stories are that have been so ingrained into like women's pleasure and sexual repression. So yeah, just liberating our truth, liberating our pleasure, receiving what we are worthy of. And it's not only a gift to us, but it's, I'm assuming from how you talk about this, Javier, it's a gift to you to give as well.
What? Sorry, I didn't understand. What is to me to give?
Like it's a gift to, for you to give this experience of pleasure, of release, of healing, of squirting to a woman. Like I think that there's a story of like, oh, I'm just supposed to receive. Like let's just say I'm not paying you, you know? It's like just reframing our mindset that we're worthy of receiving this gift. And also it is a gift for you as a man to give that experience to a woman.
Yeah, so I would say that what got me, because there was a lot of doubt starting this journey, but I'm gonna say it, the moment that I got my $100 or $200 and women hugged me and said thank you, I was like, wow, I got paid and I got love as well, so that made my journey, or that moment, like validation to keep going. I was like, okay, you're doing a good thing, because it is I honestly, or 100% believe that women connect, when they connect to that well-being, with that higher self, with that orgasmic being. When they come back from that feeling, it's whatever they can give you on this earth, as a man, as company, as this and that, I really believe that every woman is worth 90 minutes of massage in order for her to connect with someone that she's gonna come back and tenfold that 90 minutes to your life, for sure. I think so.
Yeah,
Yes.
that's a wrap.
And that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
That's a
So
wrap.
beautifully said. So beautifully said. Thank you, Javier, for joining us. I was taking so many mental notes. I'm definitely going to re-listen to this episode, play it with my partner, send it to all my friends.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Well,
Thank you, Javier, to you and to your
thank
beautiful
you, Chris.
smile and for being the fingers of God and really melting into everything. And for just being able to so beautifully share everything that you've digested through this process. It means a lot. Like I think Elfie and I are speaking on behalf of the feminine collective that we appreciate you and your vulnerability and your path. And for those of you that are listening, when you get off this call, go touch yourself, go play with your partners, go explore, try these things on, and please like comment, reach out to us about what's coming through and let this conversation serve as a seed for a deeper sexual revolution on the planet.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay. Cheers to that.
Yeah, cheers to
Let the
that.
feminine waters flow. Let the
Yep.
feminine flow, yes.
Let the dam break and let the rivers flow.
Yes.
Gorgeous. Well, thank you everyone for listening. Thank you, Elf, and again, thank you, Javier, for you, and blessings to you and your relationship, and may that blossom and continue to evolve in such a beautiful and heart-centered way. And yeah, for those of you listening, we're here every single week with a different guest, diving into a different topic. We're so grateful for you. Thank you for existing. We wouldn't be here without you and your support. So please subscribe, like, play, forward, share, all of the things. And we will see you next time for another conversation with Taboo Talks.
Thank you for tuning into Taboo Talks, where some truths need to be spoken and some silences need to be broken. Each week, we come together with diverse minds to explore and integrate the dance between shadow and light. Join our community and stay connected to all of the exciting movements of our mission through our website at cissociety.world, where you can sign up for our email list. This is the best way to stay updated on new taboo topics, episodes of our podcast, and even find live events near you. On our website, you'll also find links to follow our podcast, Taboo Talks, on platforms like Spotify, YouTube, and Apple. For those who want to dive even deeper, you can join our private WhatsApp community to engage in meaningful discussions about taboo topics with members from all over the world. So don't miss a moment. Visit cissociety.world and share these conversations to support the expansion of our mission. Together, we can spark the change the world needs. Until next time, stay curious, stay open, and remember, the only thing taboo is not talking about it.